The Cubs take on the Reds. Jake Arrieta paired with catcher Wilson Contreras on Sunday. His last time out, Arrieta and Miguel Montero allowed 7 stolen bases. Montero since released. We'll pick things up in the second with the Cubs providing some offensive support.
2-2 pitch. Fly ball, center field. He juiced that ball, and it's going to go. Center field shot by Ian Happ. And here in the second, the Cubs jump out in front 2-0.
App launches one, line drive, right field, and that's a home run. His second of the afternoon. Rainbow shot to center, back in the second, a line drive into the sun deck and right here in the fourth. And it's a 3-0 game in favor of Chicago. Half 12. Strike three call. Three pitches, Arrieta disposes of Votto. Here's the 1-2 to Duvall. Swing and a miss. And like Votto, down on strikes goes Duvall. Back-to-back strikeouts for Arrieta. Gets him 5. Swing and a miss. Down goes Schebler on strikes. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout for Arrieta. He's now set down 10 in a row, and we're through 4.
And here's another base hit, and that's going to produce the 4th run of the game for the Cubbies, and Blake Woods not gotten the batter out. Walk and back-to-back hits. Happ has his 4th run batted in. I'm sure there are others that we are escaping us right now.
Ooh, that's a high drive right field. Schebler will go back and become a spectator. And that is on to the bow tie bar out in right. Home run for Rizzo, number 19. And it is now 5-0 Chicago.
That's Rizzo's 19th of the year, and the Cubs win 6-2. The Cubs avoid the series sweep at Great American Ballpark. They are back to 500 at 41-41, and Jake Arrieta has won 5 straight starts in Cincinnati. With Sunday's loss, the Reds fall to 35-46 for the season. Here's their manager, Brian Price.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, it was 7 innings of 1-hit ball. You know, didn't get in trouble with a lot of bad counts or walks. Didn't give us much. You know, we only squared up, I think, a couple, maybe 2 balls that we actually put on the barrel. So it's a testament how good he was today. And then, you know, we got something going a little bit against the bullpen, but a little bit, you know, too little too late. They'd extended the lead to 6-0, and so we fell short.
Tim had 2 real stressful innings. It looked like in 2nd and 4th, it looked like it took a lot out of him.
Yeah, they strung some things together. I had some good at-bats, fouled off some pitches. I thought he had really good stuff. I thought he had a good sinker. I thought he had a really nice changeup and breaking ball. And they spoiled some good pitches. They did. You know, it was just, you know, today they were just better. You know, they were just able to battle through more pitches, see more pitches. And when they got something they could handle, they hit it. You know, and the Happ kid had a big day with a couple homers and 4 RBIs, and then Rizzo with the tack on, and so it goes.
Even though you lost, though, this is the kind of home stand you like to have, 4 out of 6.
Yeah, 4 out of 6. I mean, that works, you know, and it's really got to be a mantra for our ball club. And we got to play better on the road. Now we're getting challenged here going to Colorado and Arizona. We have to play better. We have 12 wins on the road to this point. We have to play way better baseball on the road and make it for a fun second half.
You kind of talked about it, Brian. How big is this week just to close out strong heading into the break?
Well, it's big for us if we even want to talk about baseball, you know, as far as, you know, I hate to even say anything other than if we want to really enjoy the baseball in August and September. And the guys will, but you're going to enjoy it a lot more when there's, you know, when there's a lot more on the line. The games are important, not for just the other teams that you're playing, but for your own club. And because the division is down this year, you know, everyone, the best teams are hovering a bit over 500, that keeps us in this thing. And with the better pitching we've been getting from the rotation and the way we score runs and defend and close games out, I mean, there's no reason to think that there's not a winning streak in there that could make for a lot of fun in the second half.
The Reds will now hit the road to begin a 4-game series in Colorado on Monday night. Luis Castillo will start the opener.